Okay, well, now on our Dream Team interviews, we're going to head down to Princeton and talk with Princeton head coach Nathan Powell. And the Princeton team, co-champions or tri-champions in the Grand River Conference. And Nathan, you had a couple players who played well. A lot of players played well, but let's talk about your two players on the Dream Team. First of all, senior offensive lineman Nicholas Grooms. Talk about Nicholas.
Nick was a fantastic football player for us, both offensively and defensively. He was one of the guys that, as a first-year guy coming in, I really needed to get players like Nick on board and see him take a leadership role. And, you know, on the field, he was somebody the kids could get behind. He was going to be at our point of attack nearly every time and did an absolutely fantastic job moving guys for us. And really, you know, as the season went along, maturity level grew, and he really stepped into a more vocal leadership role for us. And, you know, at a kind of a pivotal point in our season, kind of took charge of the bus on the way home and got everybody turned around. And really, I could say I give a lot of credit to him for locking our guys back in and getting us motivated on a delayed game where we had to come back the next day in Trenton. So Nick is a fantastic leader for our guys, both on and off the field, and just a good kid to have in our school, and I'm proud as can be to be his coach.
Well, Nathan, from what you're saying, it sounds like he's much more than just a good football player. Although he is a good player, he contributes quite a bit more, doesn't he?
Absolutely, and you know that's something we're all kind of shooting for. It's there's a lot more to life than just playing football and being really good playing high school football. We want to, especially here, I want to make sure we've got good quality kids coming out of our program and representing our school and our community well, and Nick definitely does that.
Well, and it's nice to see offensive lineman recognized as the offensive player of the year. So that's what Nicholas was. And now let's talk about your defensive player, senior linebacker Cam Hartley. What can you tell me about Cam?
Cam is a, you know, we co-op with Mercer High School, and so Cam is one of our Mercer kids coming down. And whenever I got the job last winter, he was one of the kids that immediately, you know, Coach Hotmer and the assistant coaches at State immediately let me know that he was a guy that was going to do good things for us, and especially on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, all you had to do was pop on film and see that he was going to have tremendous range. He was going to lay the wood whenever he got there. And, you know, there was just something about him, a charisma and an energy that he brings to the team that our kids kind of fed off of. And then, you know, to get around him once camp started and work through the summer with him, and then obviously all through the fall, again, just very similar to Nick, just it was an amazing transformation to see someone trying to figure me out and figure out the system to someone who took charge of it, was taking command of the guys on the field, making the checks we needed to make, and really just doing a fantastic job representing us on the field, and then you being a first-class kid off of it as well.
Well, and like we said, both of those guys led you to a very successful season for the Princeton Tigers this year. Now, looking at Nicholas Grooms and Cam Hartley, either one of those guys planning on playing football at the college level?
You know, both of them have shown some interest. You know, I think it's one of those things that as a high school kid, I think you feel good about your role on your team, but when you start to reach out and think, okay, can I play and compete with others, you might second-guess yourself a little bit. And I think these guys gained a lot of confidence this past fall. And, you know, moving forward, it's I think their options are both open as far as what they really want to do, and we'll kind of see how the winter unfolds for them.